97.9 The Heel, Aaron Kick here with you in the studio, joined this morning by Victor Lewis, if I can turn on his microphone, there we go.
Nice, I'm back.
Hey, there he is, who is going to talk us all through what's trending out there in the world. Hello.
Hello. So when it comes to using phones, something that we've been talking about a lot, you know, we the general, we America as a whole, the
as
people,
opposed to the royal we,
yeah.
You personally,
is scam calls. We all hate scam calls. Right. We don't really hate them for any real reason anymore because it's very easy to just ignore them. You can just not pick it up and it's fine. The only real problem for me is voicemails. I don't like my voicemail box being filled up, but I believe me, if my friend group is to be judged, no one else cares about voicemails. I love leaving voicemails, fun fact about Victor, and I can't do that anymore because every single person I call now, this user's mailbox is full.
Is full and cannot be, yeah. Voicemails are like every other form of communication. Voicemails are a generational thing. Younger people don't do voicemail. Older people do. And then there are folks like you who are young in age but old at heart who use voicemail.
What is a voicemail if not the letter of the phone?
I only use voicemail if very rarely do I use voicemail if I call someone and I don't get a response. I will just let it go that I called, and if they call back, whatever, and if they don't, then I'll just reach out to them again. The only time I ever use voicemail is when I know that it's not someone that I know is going to have me in their contacts automatically.
I think that's fair.
But then again, like, I rarely do that because I am of the generation that doesn't like using the phone in the first place. So.
My voicemails are often kind of bits. Like, it'll either be a joke or I'll just be narrating what I'm doing at that particular moment.
Right.
I think it's fun, but, you know, clearly other people don't. They don't let me leave them anymore. But my problem is not scam calls. My problem, and I imagine a lot of people that have my specific brand of mental illness, is push notifications. Push notifications, unnecessary push notifications, are the bane of my phone using existence.
Are we talking about like texts from companies or whatever?
If it's important, it's fine. But if it's not, I really don't want to see it. Like, I have the YouTube app on my phone because it is the most efficient way to accomplish the goal of watching YouTube videos on my phone.
Oh, those notifications.
And I get notifications just like, hey, check out these videos we thought you might like.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want that. If I want that, I'll open the app. And
correct. I've got a couple of apps on my phone that I have not figured out how to get rid of the push notifications for. And they are annoying. You're right.
They are extremely annoying. And our boy Dalvin Brown, who we've never talked about before, but our boy nonetheless, of the Wall Street Journal, wrote a really cool little article about misleading or trumped up push notifications from social media apps. Because really, this is just a way to juice engagement. And usage of this particular strategy is rising across the board. All the stuff of a friend posted a photo, a group posted a link, according to app analytics firm Measure Protocol. Lots of apps are doing this. Snapchat, X/Twitter, Facebook, they're all throwing exponentially more notifications than they used to.
And let's pause for a second. The reason they're all doing that is because push notifications work. They actually do increase engagement.
Yeah.
We all complain about it, but we respond to the push notifications. If we didn't respond to the push notifications, if we just got into the habit, all of us collectively, of just swiping them away whenever they pop up, then it wouldn't be as big of an issue. It's all about us on the consumer end.
Absolutely.
Like, I keep like driving this point home when it comes to energy consumption or why the media is the way that it is or why we get push notifications on our phone. It's because that is what we tell the companies we want. That is what we as consumers ask for. So we as consumers need to ask for something different if we want something different, as opposed to just complaining about it and then continuing to do what we're doing.
You are not immune to propaganda. You are not immune to push notifications.
Correct.
In fact, you are not immune to anything. And I do think the argument of we collectively should be asking for more and better stuff is great, but it starts to fall a little short because, like, what we want as people is not what is good for
us. We shouldn't be asking for it. We should be acting in a way that they provide it.
Well,
which are two different things.
What this comes back to at its root is the central, very human problem of addiction.
Yes.
And the biggest offender of all these apps, I think, dovetails good into the social media addiction conversation, because the biggest offender, according to Measure Protocol, is Instagram, which saw users getting an additional 12 push notifications this January compared to the previous July.
I am so always kind of frustrated with myself and upset that I still really only use Facebook, because I know that I should, if I'm only doing one social media site. It really should be Instagram. Now I feel better about this because I don't get push notifications from Instagram because I never use it. It's great.
Yeah, I mean, I think Instagram is probably one of the larger mental health offenders. We've kind of written off Facebook culturally at this point. It is still here. It is still relevant because Meta/Facebook have bootstrapped themselves into being one of the most important companies on the planet, even though I personally don't see too much relevance in my life anymore. I know that there are swaths of people that do, but Instagram really is the anxiety and depression factory. Like, that is what Instagram is. And what Dalvin throws out in his piece for the Wall Street Journal is that the huge bump in notifications is kind of a death throw from Meta/Facebook in regards to Instagram. The usage seems to be declining, and this is a last-ditch effort to really try and claw people back.
Also, Facebook and Instagram are one and the same, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's all the same company.
It's the same parent company.
Yeah.
But I was definitely making a split between the consumer base of Facebook and the consumer base of Instagram.
Right.
Yeah. But I think this is interesting. I don't like unnecessary push notifications. This is very much an intersection on trends of things I wanted to talk about. Thanks for hanging.